Tessa Young arrives at Washington Central University with her life meticulously planned, perfect grades, perfect boyfriend, and a future mapped to the smallest detail. Her mother's tears and hovering presence on move-in day reveal just how tightly controlled Tessa's world has been. But the carefully constructed bubble begins to show its first cracks when she meets her roommate, Steph, vibrant, tattooed, and unapologetically free-spirited. The real earthquake comes in the form of Hardin Scott, tall with wavy brown hair, multiple piercings, and arms covered in intricate tattoos. He embodies everything Tessa has been warned against. Their first encounter sets the tone for what's to come. He's dismissive, rude, and yet somehow magnetic. When Tessa finds herself wrapped only in a towel as Hardin lounges on Steph's bed, his cutting, "Don't flatter yourself, it's not like I'm going to look at you," both infuriates and intrigues her. What happens when a life built on control collides with unpredictable passion? As Tessa lies in bed that first night, clutching her color-coded planner while contemplating her growing disappointment that college isn't the sanitized experience she expected, the cracks in her perfect exterior begin to show. Her carefully constructed walls are facing their first real test, and something within her is already shifting, perhaps the first genuine spark of independence in a life defined by others' expectations. Hardin Scott defies simple categorization. His crude exterior clashes with the classic literature Tessa discovers in his room during a fraternity party. Finding him reading Wuthering Heights, she confronts the contradiction between his harsh facade and intellectual depth. "Why the hell are you in my room?" he demands, snatching the book, crystallizing their dynamic. Her fascination with his complexity and his defensive anger at being truly seen. At the party, Hardin rescues Tessa from a drunk stranger's assault, showing unexpected tenderness by calling her Tess and assuring her the attack wasn't her fault. This glimpse of compassion leads to their first passionate kiss. What makes Hardin compelling is his unpredictability. One moment cruel, the next protective and vulnerable, he represents the antithesis of Noah's safe predictability. Their attraction operates on a primal level Tessa has never experienced. "Your pulse has quickened, hasn't it? Your mouth is dry," Hardin whispers, accurately describing her physical reaction to him. As Tessa and Hardin's relationship deepens, the trauma behind his behavior emerges. His nightmares reveal a damaged psyche, and his relationship with his father, the university chancellor, remains fractured, evident when he coldly rebuffs his father's attempted embrace at dinner. Hardin's walls stem from childhood trauma. When he was 7, men from a bar fight his father instigated broke into their home and assaulted his mother while his father was drinking elsewhere. Young Hardin tried protecting her and covered her wounds with band-aids, leaving him with lasting nightmares and trust issues. Tessa carries her own wounds, an alcoholic father who abandoned her family when she was 10, leaving her craving stability and approval. This shared experience of parental failure creates understanding between them. "I don't just want to be friends, I want more," Hardin eventually confesses, admitting he's never loved anyone before. Yet both maintain self-protective patterns. Hardin through anger and control, Tessa through compromise and denial, threatening their connection. Their relationship follows a distinct pattern: intense connection, devastating conflict, passionate reconciliation, an emotional roller coaster both toxic and addictive. Arguments escalate to emotional cruelty. When Tessa sees Hardin with Molly, her jealous kiss with Zed triggers a fight where Hardin claims he slept with just about every other girl to wound her. Yet moments later, he's begging forgiveness, claiming he's trying to change for her. Reconciliations match this intensity. After cruel behavior, Tessa finds him alone and injured. Their argument transforms into a confession. "I love you. You're the person that I love most in the world." The relief after conflict becomes its own intoxication. Physical intimacy serves as both bridge and barrier, carrying emotional significance while often substituting for addressing deeper issues. Despite unhealthy patterns, their raw need feels genuine. When Hardin confesses, "I want you more than I have ever wanted anyone," his vulnerability is as real as his toxicity. Both characters undergo profound changes through their relationship. Tessa evolves from a studious rule follower to someone who challenges expectations and family obligations. Moving in with Harden represents a pivotal shift, sacrificing her relationship with Noah and risking her academic future. Her independence grows in bold ways, adopting daring clothes, speaking her mind, and standing up to her controlling mother. When slapped during an argument about Harden's past, Tessa firmly defends her choices rather than submitting. Harden's evolution, while subtler, is equally significant. His vulnerability emerges in quiet moments. Confessing Tessa makes him want to be good, or admitting his fear of abandonment. His attempts at change appear in meaningful gestures, attending his father's wedding despite years of estrangement. The story questions whether love should demand such dramatic transformation. When Tessa reflects that she loves Harden differently than Noah, with Noah it was comfortable, but with Harden it's raw and exciting, she articulates the dilemma between comfortable stability and passionate intensity. The revelation that their relationship began as a bet devastates Tessa. Learning Harden pursued her virginity as part of a cruel game transforms every tender moment between them into suspected manipulation. The truth emerges at a bar when Molly reveals Harden owes Zed big bucks, forcing Tessa to confront the deception underlying their relationship. "You took something from me that I can never get back, for money," Tessa screams. Her accusation that Harden has ruined her entire life creates a painful symmetry with his earlier threat to ruin her. This betrayal cuts deeply because it targets what made their connection special, her vulnerability in giving Harden her virginity, heart, and trust. She must now question his feelings, her judgment, and her identity. The image of Harden collapsing in the snow as Tessa drives away with Zed symbolizes the consequences of his actions, perhaps his first taste of the emotional devastation he's inflicted on others. Tessa's journey centers on discovering her identity beyond others' expectations. Her mother's academic focus, Noah's safe suburban path, and Harden's manipulative control. Her internship at Vance Publishing marks a crucial step toward independence, with her office and new car becoming tangible symbols of her autonomy. Her evolving appearance reflects her internal journey. From modest dresses to experimenting with tighter clothes and different hairstyles, these external changes mirror her self-discovery. When she admires her reflection after being intimate with Harden, she's acknowledging a previously suppressed sensual side. Does her transformation represent growth or loss? Has falling for Harden freed her from restrictions, or merely substituted one form of control for another? When she drives away with Zed, demanding every single detail of Harden's deception, she reclaims control of her narrative. After resonates because it acknowledges that growth often comes through mistakes, first love is rarely last love, and discovering ourselves sometimes requires losing ourselves first.